U.S. greater than underprivileged Malaysian family lives in rubbish storage room as they're too poor. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact connect with us World of Buzz Underprivileged Malaysian family lives in rubbish storage room as they're too poor news. Underprivileged Malaysian family lives in rubbish storage room as they're too poor. This Majin cerebral palsy warrior is selling face masks, willing to help those in need too. Sassy the Don outraged at Malaysian radio industry for not supporting own local artists. Majin boarding schools allowed to reopen under strict social distancing procedures. Young seal beaten unconscious with sticks and stones so tourists can take photos. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Meet the woman who quit her corporate job before MCO to start an online jewelry shop. Meet the young Malaysian florist who crafts stories using flowers. Meet Rashida, the talented Malaysian who reports news in Mandarin. 11 things that only interns will relate to during their internship journey. This pet shelter is selling homemade pet treats to support the fur kids' medical bills. People Features Lifestyle, Roti Canai Alar, the new food sensation in Kelantan. Enchanting spots for an exciting escapade, here's why Malaysians need to visit Sabah for a memorable getaway. Coriander bubble tea actually exists and people don't know how to feel about it. Restaurant in India serves mask parotas to spread awareness. Adventure Water Park Desaru Coast reopens with a buy one free one ticket promotion. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after four-year son found drifting alone in boat. Have you ever wondered why you can't stop eating popcorn during a movie? Here's why. This cinema in Terengganu doesn't allow men and women to sit together and here's why. Want a calming, aesthetic, plant-filled Instagram feed? Follow these four accounts. Here's why Kanye West would be a way better president than Donald Trump. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos, Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee, black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup, more Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. 2020 has proven to be a year of challenges for all of us, regardless of our upbringings and social stations as we continue to face the adversities that come from a lingering global pandemic. But it is worth remembering that we should always count our blessings, as we can never tell just how destitute the lives of other people may turn out to be. In a recent Facebook post that has since gone viral over social media, a local netizen has called upon the kindness of Malaysians after she discovered how one underprivileged family was driven to living in a rubbish disposal unit due to their dire circumstances. The rubbish disposal unit that housed a woman and her children. Clothes were found hanging on the sides and strewn on the ground. According to Kitty Go, she found the family living in a space that was typically designated for rubbish disposal when she was passing by an industrial area in Ampang. I was so shocked, I never thought I would stumble upon people who were going through such incredible hardships. She said, photo indicating where Kitty initially found the family. The family had apparently found themselves on the streets after the woman's husband was wrongfully accused of stealing a motorbike and jailed. Desperate to lend them a hand, Kitty rushed to a nearby convenience store to purchase what basic necessities she could obtain and handed it to the woman, along with a small amount of money. Basic food and necessities that Kitty bought for the family. In speaking with World of Buzz, Kitty mentions that the woman has three children, a 10-year-old son, a 6-year-old daughter, and another 2-year-old toddler. She adds that the woman and her children were initially living in a welfare home after her husband's arrest, but had been thrown out after conflicts arose with the person running the welfare home. From what I know, the woman's two eldest children will occasionally spend the night either with her, or at a local mosque. http://world.buzz.com/wp-content/uploads/2020/07/video-15943790.mp4. In light of the woman's situation, Kitty has urged Malaysians to lend a hand where possible, whether it be through donating used clothes or basic necessities. She is also calling upon local NGOs to take note of the woman's plight and offer them much-needed assistance. As of writing, the woman and her children are found to be staying in a back alley along Jalan Bukit Permai Utama 2, Taman Industri Bukit Permai, Ampang. If you are in a position to help the family, or know anyone who is, please do not hesitate to locate them and provide them with what you can. We hope that the family will be able to find their way off from living on the streets soon. Also read, kind PDRM officers buy food and milk powder for poor family who ran out of money during MCO. Source, Kitty Go Source, Kitty Go Source, Kitty Go Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.